Okay, the very first Mishnah, Arba, Rosh Hashanah Heim, Be'echa B'Nisan, Rosh Hashanah Lachim, the Regalim, we the first Rosh Hashanah regarding counting of kings' kingdom, the years of their kingdom, as well as for holidays. The Gemara will discuss what that means. Be'echa B'El, Rosh Hashanah Maser, Behema, the first of El is the new year regarding taking off a tenth of your animals. Again, a tenth of your animals will be given to the base of Mikdash to be sanctified. One tenth of them in the given year, the year cutoff is according to Tanakhama, is Elul, Rosh Chodesh Elul. And according to Rabbi Shimon, it's Echa B'Tishrei. Okay. Be'echa B'Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim. It's the new year as we celebrate ourselves. We know the new year, Rosh Hashanah. L'Shemitim L'Yovlo. Shemitah is the every 7 years. We know in the seventh year, you have to leave your land alone. Certain other things get suspended, get paused. He lost me again, it looks like. You lost me again?
Back and forth.
I think we got to go mobile today, Rob.
Mobile. I don't even know what that means. Okay, let's see what we're... let's try one last time here. We got to try one last time.
This was you start connection. The recording again.
Okay, let's try this. Let's try this. Okay, one more time. The Rosh Hashanah for, again, Shanim, Shemitah, and Yovel. Shemitah, again, every 7 years. We have a cycle of the seventh year. We do not work our land. Our property becomes Hefker, becomes ownerless. Lost you? Looks like I'm in and out, in and out, in and out. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Okay, we're working through it. Working through it. Leovlos, Yovel is the after seven cycles of seven Shemitahs, it's the 50th year. Also a similar set of rules regarding not working your land. Someone has a slave, they go free. Different rules such as those. That also is Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei. L'netia u'yirakos, as well as netia and yirakos. Netia means when you plant. The rules are the first 3 years of your tree that you planted, you can't eat the fruit because it's called orla. You can't eat the first 3 years of a fruit tree. The year is considered from the time when it's Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei. So if I planted a tree right now, then when Rosh Hashanah comes right now, it'll be its second year already. So I can't eat my fruit tree the first 3 years, but the turning of that calendar date of the next year is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. And Yirakos means when I'm taking off Meiser. Again, you have Meiser on your vegetables. So take off Trumos and Meiseros. You take it off from when you collect, when you gather, when you harvest your crops, your vegetables. What's the date, though, that once if you harvest by a certain date, it's now part of a crop that requires a set of Trumos and Meiseros? That is Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Anything, again, that was harvested that year, you have to have taken a tenth off of things that were harvested that year as well. Okay, that was all the first part. Be'echa b'shvat, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Rosh Hashanah l'Ilan. Rosh Hashanah of the Ilanos. Regarding the Ilanos, Rashi points out over here, not Machlokes, difference between Ilanos and Yirakos. A Yerek is defined to its year, but it's when it's collected. And an Ilan of fruit is based upon when it blossoms. So the blossoming of a fruit, if it happened before the first day of Shvat, says Beishamai says that's the Rosh Hashanah for the fruit. Meaning, if I'm going to take Trumos and Maestros and to know what year this is considered, what year of Trumos and Maestros this is, that would depend upon when it blossomed. If it blossomed before Rosh Chodesh Shvat, it will be year A. And if it blossomed after Rosh Chodesh Shvat, it will be considered year B. But we know, as we sang in our song, it wasn't Rosh Chodesh Shvat, it was Tu B'Shvat Higia Chag Ilanos. So the Mishnah over here quotes, that's Beis Hillel's opinion. Beis Hillel Omrim, B'Shachamisha Sarbo, it's the 15th of Shvat, Tu B'Shvat, which we know is what our day school's paskin like, that's the song's paskin like, and we paskin like that as well. We paskin Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai. The 15th day of Shvat, Tu B'Shvat, is the day when the Trumos, I know I'm in and out right now, but I'm going back for a second. Tu B'Shvat is the day when we look at the Meiser year of the Peros. And again, you can only take Trumos and Meiseros off of fruits that were grown in the same year. We said before Meiser Behema. When you have your yearly growth or your yearly produce, from that year you take 10% of it off, let's say, or that whatever percent you need off. So how do you define the year? The bookends of the year. So Beis Shammai says Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Beis Hillel say Tu B'Shvat. That's the Mishnah. We're now going to elaborate in the first part of the Mishnah, which is a discussion of what does it mean Rosh Hashanah for Malachim? What does it mean to have a king's Rosh Hashanah? Says the Gemara, L'malachim l'may hilchasa. Again, whenever you have a din of the Mishnah, there's got to be some practical ramifications of it. Who cares? What's the difference whether or not, you know, or that we actually care to make a date to define. This is the first year, the second year of the king. What does it matter? So Amar Chizda l'shtarus. It matters regarding a shtar, a document. Meaning, when I date a document, date one or two, I date a document based on the calendar day, or I can respect the king. I can date a document based upon the king's kingdom. So, for example, if you would write down, this is the second year of, you know, Shlomo HaMelech's kingdom in this following month, it's a respectful way to refer to the king. And therefore, when you want to start then dating a document based upon the king's reign, so you have to have it pick a certain date to decide when you're going to change the calendar date for that. If you did the date when the king would have taken over, let's say, when the king would have started his reign, his rule, that might create confusion. It might create confusion because if every person has a different set of time when they take over, you're not going to necessarily know the right day or the right which document was really before the other document. Now, why do I care so much? Get to Ronan's question in 1 minute. I care because the rules as follows. We'll get the next mission over here and we'll see why it matters so much. Amar Chizal Shtaros. Now we're going to mention a Shtar Chov HaMukdam in Psulin. If you have a Shtar Chov, if you have a document of debt that was predated. The star is puzzle. And if it's a post-dated debt, a star, post-dated document, that would be kosher. Now, why do I care what pre or post-dated? Either one's not right. Why does it matter? When you have a document, I was giving an example. Let's say I use Avi because Avi's our newbie over here. Welcome to town, Avi Klausner. So when you have, let's say Avi, I sold the crops to Avi December 1st. And then I borrowed money from Ranan Glashoffer. I borrowed money from Ranan on December 31st. But I predate the document. I write down that I borrowed money from Ranan on October 31st. I predated it. So now Ranan says to me, I want to collect money from you. I said, I don't have any left. He says, well, you know what? You owe me. I said, you know what? You can go to Avi Klausner and collect the land that I sold him. After all, I lent you money first. Now, I really didn't lend money first. But the document that Ranan's holding says October 31st. And the document that says I sold Avi land says December 1st. So the document is predated. Then the person who bought my land will lose out now because someone who came later can really end up using his document and getting things earlier. If I post-date a document, it only hurts, doesn't help you. The person who buys will not lose out. The one who's getting the contract might lose out, but that's his own business. He signed the document or he let the document go. And that's his choice that he had. And he made it a later document. So a predated document is a problem. A post-dated document is okay. But the point is you have to have dates on documents. Now, regarding how you actually decide the date to put on a document, so here we find that we're going to go based upon the king, the king's reign. If the king is currently, I know I lost you guys for a second. I think I lost you for a second. But I hope you have it back right now. The king's reign will be the deciding date of the turning of the calendar. Is based on how many years the king has been there, and the years change over during Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's the rule. That's why we care about Rosh Hashanah the Malachim. Renan, you had a question, Renan? If you did have a question, you froze anyways. Renan, you have a question? Sorry, yeah, Renan.
Yeah, you ended up asking it.
Okay, great. Perfect. Okay, back in the Gemara. Says the Gemara Tana Rabban, about 6 lines from the bottom of the page, Beis Melech. Tana Rabban, Melech she'amad be'esher metisha be'adar, kevan she'igia echa benisan, also lo shana. A king who was appointed or started ruling the 29th of Adar, the last day of Adar, when the next day comes, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the first of Nisan, also shana is considered now his second year of rule. He's ruled for 1 day, considered already year number 2. If he only started the first of Nisan, his first day on the job was the first of Nisan, then the rule is, until he gets to the next Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the entire year, he will not be considered having ruled for the first year yet. It only finishes at the end of that year when the next Nisan comes along. Yeah, Aaron, what do you got?
Did they have like time reigns or just until they died that they were
kings? King. It was not a vote. Once you were a king, you were the king the whole way through, unless you were for some reason deposed. But there was no statute of limitations. You were king till the end. Okay. So now we're going to Amar Mar. When you say we're Amar Mar, it's almost always going to take a statement we had earlier and it's going to reanalyze it. Amar Mar. Melech she'amad be'esher metisha ba'adar, king that started the 29th of Adar, kevan she'igia echa b'nisan al-salo shana. once the first of Nisan has arrived, we mentioned before, it's already considered year number two. So what did we learn from that? We learned from this. We learned from this. The Nisan, Rosh Hashanah Melachim, number one, that Nisan is the calendar date when the king's reign becomes year number two, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And we learn out Yom Echad, Vishana, Chashu Vishana. We learn out that 1 year, one day of a year, is considered like an entire year. Now, anyone here remember before we had this idea, this concept before, in X amount of time is like an entire year? We had it in Maseches Titus, I think we had it. Anyone remember? You got it, Aaron? You know what it is, Aaron, or not?
I remember seeing this, but I'm forgetting what it's...
We said 30 days is considered a year. 30 social yom is considered a year. I think we said...
Oh, that was Mako.
Mako, we had it?
That was Mako.
Oh, was it Mako?
Yeah, that was Mako's, yeah.
Okay, my bad. What was that about?
I think it was about...
Maybe a Nazir? Was it about Nazir? Stam Nazir? Social yom?
Yeah, I think so. That makes sense.
Okay. All right, anyway, so we have over here a new idea that even one day is considered like a year. The Imlo Amad, and again, the Gemara goes on and goes, the Imlo Amad El Be'echad B'Nisan, it only started the first of Nisan. Emon Lo Shana Ad She'egiyah Nisan Acher. You only will get to the next year, the king's count, when you get to the next Nisan. Versus Pshita. Again, if you were reading this Gemara, if you were not reading this Gemara, you would have said the same thing yourself. What was the chiddush we just learned from this whole discussion? Does the Gemara lo tzricha de imnu aleh me'adar? No, we need to tell you this halacha. If you were appointed already in other time, so for example, let's say we have now the president of the United States, right? The president gets appointed. I think elections are like November time, and he actually starts to have his post of president already in January time. So maybe you'll tell me. Says the Gemara, ma'udatim. What would you have thought to say? Imnu leh tartin shnin. You should count him already for a second year. You should count the second year already because he was appointed. He was already the position was being held for him, and he won the the people had arranged for him to become the next king, and it was still Adar, and he's only started the next day. Maybe you'll tell me, well, based on his appointment time period, is when we really should start counting the years. That's what you might think to say. Mashallah, we don't say that. The Gemara can tell you the following case. The teacher, we don't say this. Did we only say that a person. When you start actually ruling, not when you were appointed, not when you were elected, not when everyone decided that you should become the next king, but when you actually started ruling as the next king, that and only then do we start your calculation. If it happened already in the end of Adar, then a day or two later could even be your second year of service. If it happened Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you were appointed to become the next king already the 28th of Adar, but you only started serving the first of Nisan, the next year will come only a year later. Yeah, Abi, what do you got?
So they voted on kings?
Excellent question. They didn't really vote. There wouldn't be usually it was like a like for David Melech, for example, he said Shlomo Melech would be the next king after I died, but he only took over as a king when he was when he died. But until that happened, he had already given his like stamp of approval and he was being groomed to be the next king. So even though he was groomed already and he was decided to be, until they had the actual, let's say they would appoint him with Shemin, they would do some sort of a process. If you look in the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, when they appointed Shaul. So Shaul was hired to be the king before he actually became the king. Someone picked him, but he had to be anointed the king. So you have an appointment before the actual one. It wasn't a vote. It was decided by the prior king, decided by the Navi at the time, let's say. Renan, what do you say? Question, Renan? Yeah, Renan, sorry, question.
How did it change like anything in our thought process from the Mishnah? Like, it seems like it's the
because exact same. Since there are two stages now of becoming a king, there's the appointment and then there's the actual ruling of the king. There's two stages of becoming a king. So the first stage, you could have thought maybe you start by that point in time. So the chiddush here is no, you don't start the actual count of his kingdom until he's actually on the throne with his scepter and crown on his head. Not literally, but. But again, you can have the same thing also with the presidency. A president, even though he gets elected at a certain point in time, that is popular vote. This is not popular vote, but that is popular vote. But however you are appointed originally, until you actually start serving, you could have argued maybe that should be the time when you would start counting your kingdom. Hamashulam, we don't say that. Okay, back at the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Meis ba'adar v'abad acher tachtav, ba'adar. So let's say someone died in the 15th of Adar, and the next king was appointed the 17th of Adar. Again, he had to find a replacement. They decided this would be the guy. Then they made him the king, and he ruled. And they both have an other. So what do you do now? So Monin Shana Lazeh, Lazeh. Everyone can be referenced on the document. For example, if a person dies in the 10th of Adar, and you borrow money on the 20th of Adar, so you can still write the document based on the prior king. You can still write, this is the 17th year of this king who died already, of this king's reign. And similarly, if you want to start with the new king, to respect the new king, you can also write, this is the first year of the new king's reign. No. Okay, so that's if everyone was an other still. Says the Gemara, how about a case of Nisan? What if you had the same thing, but Nisan? Someone died in Nisan, and someone else, the next king, took over also in Nisan. So that entire year, you can count wherever you want. Meaning, even though this king has been dead for 10 months, I can still say to the 17th year of this king's reign. Why? Because the new year began. He was the king at the start of the year. Therefore, you can start with his, you can continue his count of on a document. And similarly, if you chose to, you can go back to the, you can go to the new king. You want to honor him properly in your document and say the first year of that king. It becomes, again, a double count. Whichever king you want to choose to relate to, you certainly can. But how about the following case? Meis ba'adar, ba'avad achar tachta b'nisan. If someone dies, what's wrong? If someone dies and afterwards, someone dies in Adar and the next king is appointed in Nisan. So the rule of here, as you would have probably have guessed yourself, Monin Rishon L'Rishon V'Shniyah L'Sheni. You count that prior year to the prior king, and you count the next year to the next king. Meaning again, someone died in the 28th of Adar, and the next king starts the 1st of Nisan. So that next year, it's only the new king, and that past year, it's only the old king. Yeah, Pops, what do you got?
Isn't it obvious though? I mean,
Says the Gemara, I'm glad you said that, Dad. Says the Gemara, we'll get that right now inside.
It's three examples of the probably argument.
Good, good. You'll see that right now. You see the Gemara right now, we'll point out your exact question. Says the Gemara. Amar Mar, Meis Ba'adr, Ba'amar Akhar, Tachla Ba'adr, Monin Shana Ozeh Lazeh. Right? We can count. If you have, again, if someone dies in Adar and the other person took over in Adar, that year can be counted to whoever you want to. Pshita, says the Gemara. That's obvious. Ma'adatema. Maybe you'll tell me that you cannot have any year that counts to two people. Every year has to be designated to one person. You can't have a year that counts to people. You could have thought that way. Mashallah, we don't say that. That you're allowed to have two people kind of share the year in the document. Now, same thing. So also, we said if you die in Nisan, say you serve 2 days in Nisan, then you die. Or 1 day in Nisan, then you die. And the next person takes over the second day of Nisan. We said that year can be counted to both them. Mar says Pshita. That seems to be pretty obvious. We just said the same idea in the prior case. Mar says no. Ba'ad d'tema ki amrinan yom echad b'shana chashav shana b'som shana. Ba'b'tchila shana lo amrinan. Kamash malan. You could have argued and said no. I can count a person being part of this year or that year when it's the very end of the year. If I end off, like the last day of the year, I'm the king, and then the year changes, so then I can understand why you would say that counts the whole entire year. But if you reigned for only one day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and a person dies the next day, you could have argued and said, in that case, we're not going to count that as one long year. You could have argued that point. It's possible. After all, when you end something off and the calendar changes and that you're part of that change, then you could have been part of the change now to your year as well. Now you're not a second year because the calendar changes. But if you only served the first day of the year and then a person died, you might have to say, well, okay, he can't count the whole year for him. It's over. I mean, he's no longer the case. You can't count one year, one day, like a whole year, that you were part of a day that you're part of the whole year. That only applies when the calendar date changes, but not when the calendar just started. You could have thought that way. So, Kamashulam, we don't say that. Kamashulam, we say, no, one day in the ruling is considered like an entire year. In that, you can now be referenced the entire year towards your one day of ruling. If, again, the king would have served for one day, or he served one day into the next year, and then he died. It was the 17th year in service. Then even though the next king takes over a day or two later, you can still reference that first king because one day is like the whole year as far as we're concerned. And the chiddush is, that only doesn't apply the last day of the year when you're part of the actual calendar change, but it applies even the first day of the year when the calendar happens so far away from now, it's still considered the entire year that you were there for regarding keeping track of documents and using you, the former king, the king who passed away, as the benchmark of our calendar date. Just one more point. I'll get back to any questions because it's a little bit confusing, but I'll get back to it in a minute. My father asked a question over here. I just want to read this part inside now. How about the last part we had? We said, Meis ba'adar v'yamad achar tachta b'nisan. Someone dies in Adar, and the next king starts again in Nisan. So what do we say? Very simple thing. Monim Rishon l'Rishon, Mishni l'Sheni. What you all would have guessed if I would have asked you. The first one is considered, you know, the first person is the first year. And the second king is when the second year starts, that's where they each served anyways. Shita, that's pretty obvious. Lo, it's not so obvious. Sricha de imnu alea me Adar, u'malach ben melechum. Here's the case. The Chiddush is even a case when he was appointed already in Adar, but was yet to take the actual throne, and he's a Melech ben Melech. Meaning a Melech ben Melech, we know, it's again, the way the kingdom worked back then, it was really through inheritance. You inherited the kingdom from your father. So therefore, assuming you had a son who could rule. So therefore, it was already, you were being groomed for it. And we knew already it was going to be you. And you were already appointed to be the next king. You just didn't actually get anointed. You were appointed, but not yet anointed. If that makes sense to you. Meaning they David Melch picked Shlomo to be the next king, but then he had anoint him with the kingly garments and the oils that would be Meshuah, you know, to anoint him as the king. But he was already known to be the king, and he's a Melch ben Melch, so he already had it in his blood. So maybe you could have argued that in that case we would still count that new king from last year also. You could have argued that since the process started already in Adar, and he was a Melch ben Melch. So the Chiddush is no. Even then, we're going to say Kamash Lan. We do not start him that early. We only start him when he actually takes over. Again, Mao the Tame, what we were talking to say, Nimnu Lei Tarkinshni, which you count him for 2 years already when Nisan now turns the calendar over. Because after all, he's a Melech ben Melech. He was already voted upon by the king to decide to be who his next one would be. Nevertheless, we're not going to allow this person to be a second year until the next Nisan comes around. He's not considered having been sitting on the throne for a year after he takes over the first day of Nisan. It goes by when he first takes over, and not simply when you were appointed, even if you were the Melech ben Melech. Okay, so now we know there's an important idea of having a date to start off the Rosh Chodesh for a Melech. Again, let's go back for what we said is now, to now, the whole thing up to now. We have Rosh Hashanah for many, many things. The Rosh Hashanah for Melechim, which we care about so much because our documents might be dated based upon the king's reign, and we know the documents that are not dated properly could become puzzle. If you predate it, it's a problem. Post it, it's still okay, but you still have to have a date so I can just figure out what came before what. So we say Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a time when we started to go through all these different examples of different things. If he died here and he took over then, is it his year or is it his year? Do they share years? We had a whole big discussion about that. But the question we have right now is the following. The question we have right now is, where did Nisan come from? I actually needed a month, but why Nisan? Why did Nisan become the month? Is the question. Says the Gemara the following. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, minayin ha-melachim she'in mona lahem el Nisan. Right, smack in the middle of base and the base. How do we know the melachim? Okay, we know we have to have a time to start counting. We know it's important for documentation, but where did Nisan come from? How come Nisan was the time when we picked? Shneimar, it says in the pasuk, liyibes shmonim shana, baba me'o shana, letzeis bnei Yisrael me'eret Mitzrayim.
That's the pasuk, which means it was the 480th year from leaving Mitzrayim, the fourth year, Chodesh called Ziv, which was the fourth year and the second month of the king of Shlomo. So we see over here that we are counting, we're referencing the dates based upon how long into the reign of Shlomo Melech was. And we also reference something else in our history. We reference Yitzias Mitzrayim. We reference leaving Mitzrayim. So the Gemara points out, Mekish Malchus Shlomo Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara makes a hekesh, it makes a connection, the pasuk. That is two ideas put together in one pasuk. It's called a hekesh. So the Gemara makes a hekesh, a connection between leaving Mitzrayim, leaving Egypt, and between Shlomo Melech having his kingdom and us relating to how many years and months he's been on the job for. So why we do that? Teaches us halacha. Ma'i Tzrayim b'Nisan, just like he says Tzrayim started in the month of Nisan, so too Malchus Shlomo b'Nisan. Malchus Shlomo also, we count Yitzias Mitzrayim from Nisan, we also count the kingdoms from Nisan. Again, it's based on what's called a Hekesh. Hekesh again means we have a two psukim that are two things in a pasuk that are seemingly disconnected, but we relate them together to learn out halachas from one to the other one. We know for sure Yetzias Mitzrayim happened in Nisan time, and therefore we're going to assume as well the Hekish tells us that when I start to count how long Shlomo was a king for, how many years, how many months, it's done from Nisan time as well. The Gemara says, one second, that's a very unusual question. Gemara says, Yetzias Mitzrayim gufei minalan b'Nisan maninan. How do we know that we start counting how many years from Yetzias Mitzrayim was from Nisan? Tishrei maninan, maybe we really start from Tishrei. Now, we all know that the Yetzias Mitzrayim happened in Nisan. But maybe like we have by the kings, when the calendar date changes, it's considered already the second year of it. So therefore, maybe it could be, why don't we assume that Yetzias Mitzrayim happened in Nisan, but when we call something the second year of Nisan, that's really when the calendar date changes of Tishrei. I mean, why are we so certain? How do we know for sure that the calendar date changes when we reference Yetzias Mitzrayim, that it changes on Nisan and not on Tishrei? Is that question clear to everybody? I mean, again, we all know that the date of Mitzrayim, us leaving Mitzrayim, happened on Nisan, but when we start referencing how many years we left Mitzrayim, who says that we do so from Nisan coming again? It could be like we have in our Mishnah, that once it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, when the years are now changing, so now it's the next year. And even though it's only been 6 months, we call it the second year of our leaving Mitzrayim. That could be the case. So why are we so confident that we're starting really from Rosh Chodesh Nisan and not from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? Gemara over here, don't think that. Lo sagadaitach. Why? The chassidim says the following thing in the pasuk. It says, "V'yal Aaron Hakohen el Hor Ahar al pi Hashem, v'yal Mosham b'shnas harbeim l'tzeis bnei Yisrael me'eret Mitzrayim b'chodesh chamishi be'echad l'chodesh." So let's read that means inside. It says the following thing at the end of the statement by Midbar. So the Aaron Hakohen goes up to Hor Ahar where he's going to die because Hashem told him to, and he died there. And it was the 40th year for us leaving Mitzrayim, in the fifth month, in the first day of that month. Aaron died Rosh Chodesh Av. He died the first of Av. Fifth month is Rosh Chodesh Av. And it calls over here the 40th year of leaving Mitzrayim. Fine. And it says after we read this last week, Yibarim Shana, Ba'ashtei Asar Chodesh Be'echad L'Chodesh, Yiber Moshe V'Gomer. This is how Sefer Devarim begins, right? It begins in the 40th year, in the 11th month, which is the month of Shvat. In the first of the month, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Moshe speaks to Bnei Israel. Now again, Midekai Ba'av, the Karlei Shnas Arba'im, the fact that we had Aaron's death, which happened in Av, and we call it the 40th year of leaving Mitzrayim. And now, the Kai B'Shvat, now we're in Shvat, which is, again, it goes like this, right? It goes Av Elul Tishrei. Right? Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Tevet, Shvat, Adar, which means that you have a Tishrei between Av and between Shvat. And yet, the correlation has Arba'im. We still call it the 40th year. Michlal, the Rosh Hashanah Lav Tishrei Hu. So here we see what? Rosh Hashanah of these dates changing of what is considered Rosh Hashanah is not Tishrei. The Rosh Hashanah of the date of calculating Yetzias Mitzrayim is really Nisan, not Tishrei. How do we know again? Because Av, we mentioned Av, and it was the 40th year. And then we mentioned Shvat, which Tishrei comes between Av and Shvat. And we still call it the 40th year. So must be that the year doesn't change, the Mitzrayim count doesn't change from Tishrei, rather it changes from Nisan. And if I say that, I have now a Hekish. I have my connection, the Pasuk, between Tishrei, between Yetzias Mitzrayim and between the Melech. Just like Yetzias Mitzrayim counts from Nisan, so too the Melech counts from Nisan. Now, on top of here, but quickly recap what we did up till now. The Mishnah gives, again, a lot of Rosh Hashanahs, and one of them was Rosh Hashanah of Malachim, which we elaborated on already, and we said Rosh Hashanah of Malachim is important for us to have because it keeps help of our calendar dates regarding our documents. We want to document what came first. We have to know when the year started, when I'm calculating from. So I calculate from the time of the kingdom, how many years this king has been ruling for. I have to have a set date, otherwise it won't be, each king will be different. So the date is the cutoff point of Rosh Chodesh of Nisan. Why do you pick Nisan? How we know it's Nisan, so that we just proved out from a Hekesh between Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we know we count Nisan from Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the Torah describes something in Av that was in the 40th year, and something in Shvat later on, also in the 40th year. And therefore, if Tishrei passed in the middle and the calendar date didn't change, must be that what changes the calendar the next year of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Nisan does. And we had a hekesh between the Yitzchak Mitzrayim and between the Melech Shlomo, the counting of the years of Melech Shlomo, to know that also that is as well in the time of Nisan. Stop over here. Shkoyach, day one, boys. Good to have you guys. We'll hopefully have a better connection tomorrow, I hope.